Tainus, Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1. The topic of this chapter will be the response to impending calamities other than the rains not beginning to come when they're expected. And the Mishnah says, Seder Tanius Elu Ha'amor. As for the arranged set of fasts that we set up to now, that's Berevia Rishona. Those apply to rains that didn't come when they're supposed to come. You recall the early rains are called Yora, and they're divided into three different expected rains, Revia Rishona, as mentioned in our Mishnah, as well as Revia Shnia and Revia Shlishis. Those are expected to come sometime in the month of Cheshvan, the month after Tishrei, Sukkos, falls there. And although the Machlokas is exactly when the Revias are, everyone agrees by the end of Cheshvan that it should have come, the early rains should have come. So here it says Revia Rishona. Revia Rishona doesn't mean specifically just the first rain, but it means even Revia Shlishis, the first set of three that should have come. If it didn't come, then we discuss really what to do. Aval, now it's the Mishnah, but other impending calamities, for example, Aval Tzmachim Shishanu, if the crop that's starting to come up now has deviated from how it should normally look, so we think things are now, it looks like perhaps the crop won't yield what it's supposed to yield because the grain themselves isn't forming properly. So then that's an impending catastrophe, of course, and therefore, Masrin Aleim Miyad, we immediately, literally means we blow shofar on them immediately. What it means is that we'll decree a set of fasts. Again, it'll be the Monday, Thursday fasts, but we jump right to the most intense version of the fasting, those like the seven fasts we have, which include the blowing of the shofar, as well as all the other, Chamesh Inuim, the five afflictions like we have on Tisha B'Av, etc. So when the Mishnah here says Masrin Aleim Miyad, means we immediately jump to the level where we blow shofar, which is symbolic of all the most intense things we do, because this is an immediate impending catastrophe. Things don't change around quickly. V'chein, and similarly, Shepasku Geshamim Ben Geshem LeGeshem Arba'im Yom. If it did start to rain as appropriately, but then there's a break in the rains for 40 days, so the first rains came in Cheshvan, but then no more rains came for 40 days. So, of course, again, that's really an impending catastrophe. And therefore, Masrin Aleim Miyad, we immediately jump to the most intense level of fasting, which includes the blowing of the shofar. That'll happen again the first Monday after the 40 days are up. B'pnei Shehi Makas Betzores, because the Mishnah says this is really an impending famine that's going to happen, God forbid, and that's very intense, and therefore requires an immediate and intense response. Worth noting that the Gemara says that if it's too late, let's say the grain is already shriveled up or something like that, and would require a miracle for things to change, as opposed to just like, now if the force of nature would change course and there'd be rains and so on, that would solve the problems. But if it's more severe than that, that would require a miracle. Then actually, we don't pray for that anymore, because that's called a tefillah shav. We don't pray for miracles.